It's our business of the day here on KMCH, and we find ourselves once again in the beautiful community of Elkader. Right in the heart of the business district is just an amazing destination, Turkey River Mall. It is four stories of collectibles and gift items and decor, and you just have to see for yourself. I'm being joined by owner-operator Becky Deitzler. When you walk into a shop, I'm always taken by the building, because folks that deal in collectibles know historical significance, and there's always something special about these buildings. I love this place. What's the history of this building?
It was built in 1897, named after Senator Bayless, who was a Civil War veteran. When it was original, one wing had a soda fountain, a pharmacy, a doctor's office. The lobby has always been the lobby area. The barbershop was here from 1897 till 20 years ago, and the other side was the checkerboard cafe, and all the sleeping was upstairs.
So when you acquired the space, how much is still kind of intact the way it was, and how much did you have to kind of change and suit for you?
We did a lot of changing, basically gutted the building, over 1,500 pieces of sheetrock, all new wiring, plumbing, light fixtures, 72 new windows, countless hours taping, mudding, texturing, sanding, painting, more countless hours stripping paint because they painted all the woodwork.
But it is amazing, this beautiful space. Again, we're talking four floors of items to be had. How long have you been in the collectible world?
We are in our 20th year this year.
What prompted you to say, you know what, we want to open Turkey River Mall?
This is actually Plan B. When we bought the building, we were thinking office space, and that's what we remodeled for, and soon found out nobody was interested in office space. So I said, we need a Plan B, and this is it.
And has the public response been good for you?
Yes, it's been very good.
Walk us through. Give us an overview. You've got some 60 different vendors that are here. What are some of the things that people will find?
Well, you can find old to new and in between. There's fishing items, there's collectibles, there's some new items.
I saw, some of your furthest vendors. We were talking before we began. You mentioned one from Rochester, and I saw a very kind of African-esque decor that they had on display. Grimes is here. You had somebody from Vinton Inn. Really, just in the room that we're in, I see vintage clothing, glassware, furniture. It's very hard not to find a little bit of everything in here.
There is lots to see.
How does it work for the vendors?
Well, they rent the area and keep the room full and looking good. And at the end of the month, I pay them for what has sold.
That's got to be a lot of paperwork, but it manages. You manage.
Yes, I manage.
With four stories, every nook and cranny in this place has got something beautiful. Now, throughout the year, each vendor they do sales and things like that as well.
Yes.
They're responsible for their own so that you can come in and take savings.
Yes. They tell me what they want to do, and I make a sign and we go with the sale. Some are just for special events. Some run a whole month long.
Now, I also noticed that you had a rock collector. There's some really pretty geodes in there.
Yes, I was going to make sure that I mentioned the rock room. We have a lot of geodes, a lot of tumbled stones, just a lot of fossils. The rock room is a very popular space.
And I saw on the other side of that room some beautiful jewelry. I'm assuming some of it is vintage.
Yes, some vintage jewelry.
So many things to see. As we wrap things up, what would be some things that you'd want to mention? Have we missed something?
Well, it's just we're full top to bottom, side to side. I always ask when people come in, have you been in before? And if they have, I write down a black mark. If they haven't, I write down a red mark, and I keep record of how many people come through on a monthly basis.
The other thing that I might mention is you're always looking for new vendors.
Well, new vendors, I put you on a waiting list because my last vendor had been here 17 years. So the vendors come and they stay.
Well, there's a good reason then. You've got a great recurring clientele. You've got a great setting, and it's a wonderful way to find a collectible of your own as well. Turkey River Mall. We're right in downtown Elkader. Why not stop by? You make the trip up here to beautiful downtown Elkader and see for yourself.
And we're open 7 days a week, 9:30 to 4:30, Monday through Saturday, noon to 4 on Sundays. Close Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Easter.
It's a beautiful shop. See for yourself. Turkey River Mall, our business of the day right here on KMCH.